Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Glad you're tuning in to listen to us today. We have a very, very powerful show in which we're going to share some very powerful information this morning. And we want to, again, just thank you for tuning in to Homebase Business 101. We want to thank the 45,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a Homebase Business 101 show here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this a listener-supported radio program. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a very interesting topic today, and that is Christians cashing in on God's plan. Well, we're going to start off with scripture from John 10:10. It says, Jesus came that I may have life and that I may have it more abundantly. Not just have life, but have life more abundantly. I'm going to be doing a lot of reading this morning from the book by a gentleman by the name of Scott Anderson. It's called Think Like a Billionaire, Become a Billionaire. As a man thinketh, so is he. And he wrote this book to help his church and his church members. Starting off with chapter 2, not to say that chapter 1 wasn't important, but I know we have a limited time this morning. I want to try to get as much as this out as possible because it is so critical and vital that people get this information so that we can do what we need to do to change the world. So chapter 2 is called Thinking Differently About Money. He starts off with Proverbs 23:7. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we've heard this before again. As we think in our heart, so is he. So is he or she, I would say. Okay, he says, let's start first by changing how we think about money. The first thought process we must tackle is the thought that it is spiritual to be poor, the thought that Christians should not have abundance. And, you know, just finished reading John 10:10 said, Jesus came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. So that we know that, you know, being poor, we know that's not part of the plan. All right? He goes on to say, but I can show you so many scriptures that said God wants you to have abundance. I ask that you use common sense by reading the Bible. What type of father does not want his children to be blessed? What type of father does not want his children to have abundance in their lives? What type of father does not want his children to be successful? Understand that the key to being a Christian having abundance is the attitude of the heart. He said the attitude of the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What's in your heart? What do you think? Most Christians remain in the just get by state because deep down in places they don't know exist, they have the misconception that it's spiritual to be poor. It is this battle within you that keeps you in lack. You want abundance, want to change, but as you think, so are you. So if you know you think that, you know, I'm rich, that's for the wicked. I don't want to be rich. I don't want to have money. You know, I've heard people say that, you know what I mean? And it's so sad when, you know, people go to church and they hear the scripture, and the scripture says, Jesus came that I may have life and have life more abundantly, and then we live in life, you know, with lack. Okay, he goes on to say, until you change this area of thinking, you will be stuck just getting by. The biggest problem that holds Christians back, that holds the church back from doing so much more, the problem that keeps the wealth of the wicked in the hands of the wicked is the thought that has been passed down from generation to generation. It is the thought that is spiritual to be poor or religious to be poor. In other words, you know, you have people, I heard a man the other day, you know, I should have corrected him, was on the bus, was a little tired. Heard this man talking about, you know, he had the Bible, he didn't need money, he didn't need this. And I'm like, you know, that's a total contradiction. In other words, again, people have accepted this attitude that is, you know, that God's intent is that as long as you understand the word, you can be poor. Well, you don't really understand the word because you're supposed to be the head and not the tail, blessing, not the curse. okay, let me go further on in this book. So let's do my little sidebar commentary. Whether we believe it consciously or subconsciously, somewhere deeply rooted in some of the old religions, some of the things the media has said, even in thinking of the world, it is the belief that if you're a Christian, you should be poor. We have this thing inside of us, and we can't change that foundation of our thoughts. If we can't get that thinking out, then we will never step into abundance. Where you are inside is where you're going to be outside, because deep down you think it's kind of spiritual to be poor. It's kind of spiritual to not have that much, just getting by. Until you can break that one thought, you will never be able to step into the abundance that God wants you to have. Okay, he says, you know, the abundance that God wants you to have. So it's so important. He has some quotes in here. This one is from Muhammad Ali, very interesting. To be able to give away riches is mandatory if you want to possess them. This is the only way that you will be truly rich. From cover to cover, the Bible is all about being blessed so that you can be a blessing. Look at how Paul said it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that thought he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:2. And he continues into the next chapter. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. If I have just enough, God is able to say, hey, give over here, give over there. I can't give out of my lack, but if I have this abundance he is talking about, I can give for every good work. Right now, if you heard they needed Bibles in India, you could do something. Most of us can give a few hundred dollars. Imagine if you could say, how many Bibles do y'all need? Will a million do? You would be positioned yourself to be a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. This is key right here. It says you are blessed to be a blessing. And I'm hoping that today that this show is, becomes a blessing to you. In Genesis 12:2-3, God said, I will make you a mighty nation. I will make you abundant. I'm going to make you blessed so that you can be a blessing. That is God's plan. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, God gives you power to get wealth. Ain't that something? The people missed that part of the scripture. That God gives you power to get wealth. Now, why would he give you power to get wealth, tell you that he gave you the power, and then get mad at you for using the power? That doesn't make any sense at all. God gave you the power. He wants you to use the power so that you can be blessed to be a blessing. But under the mindset that it's spiritual to be poor and not to be blessed, we are limited in what we can do for the body of Christ. So again, we hear what he says. Here he says, Deuteronomy 8:18, God says, he gives you power to get wealth or power to create wealth. So, so important. God has given everyone reading this book the opportunity and resources for great wealth. We live in America where we have the greatest opportunity that the world has ever known for wealth and abundance. All God is saying is go get it. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Number one, he wouldn't lay it up for us if he didn't want us to have it. Two, it's laid up. The Bible doesn't say it's given to the just in a way that it falls down from heaven into the laps of the just. It says it's laid up, meaning we have to go get it. It's time Christians went out and got what is rightfully theirs. It's time we got the money from the world and start using it in the way God intended to be a blessing on all occasions. Psalms 35:27, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. What a sick God we would serve if he took pleasure out in our prosperity and then was angry at us for having it. This verse said God takes pleasure, but let's not overlook the part right before it that because this is key. Understand our prosperity is to magnify the Lord. In other words, it is to make God look bigger in the world. See, he said again, for us to be a blessing, to be able to help people. It's not, you know, and that's one of the things I'm excited about in terms of the company that I'm a part of, and I'll share some of that, you know, when we get close to the wrap-up portion of the show today, but I want to get to as much of this book as I can. I don't want to jump too far ahead of myself. But anyway, he says, and this is key right here, he says, the world, whether you know it or not, is watching you. Your neighbors know that you're a Christian, whether you told them or not. They know on Sunday whether you go to church or not. They're looking at your life. They're looking at your marriage. They're looking at your children. They're looking at your finances. They'll watch you to see if life is different when you are a Christian. When they look at you and you're just as broken down as they are, you don't have anything and your marriage is falling apart and your kids are having just as much trouble as theirs, they say, why in the world would I want to be a Christian? That's deep. I hope y'all heard what I just said right here. God's saying in this book, again, this is Mr. Scott Anderson's words, not mine. Only thing I'm doing is making sidebar commentary, but I'm just reading from his book. And as he said, you know, people look at you and they will say, you know, why I want to be like them? They ain't nothing special about that. But if they can look at you and me and say, why do you have such an amazing life? Why do you have such a great marriage? Your children actually listen to you. You seem to have abundance in every area of life. We make the same amount of money, and you have so much more in your life. What do you have that we don't have? And we're able to say we have the Lord in Christ. Right then, you have just made God bigger. You have just magnified him to the world. You did more for the body of Christ than if you stood out on a street corner and preached damnation for 50 years. Your abundant life will get more people saved than a million you're going to hell, burn, baby, burn tactics. So I rebuke you in the name of. See, you hear what he just said here? This is so powerful because I see too many often I see people do this. And some of you probably listening to this, you know, again, you know, I hope you internalize and say because it's what's inside of us that comes out. You know, he says, you know, people go around rebuking people, telling people you're going to go to hell and burn in hell and a headstone. He said, but if you had an abundant life, that would say more to attracting that person to what it is that you're about than all of the preaching hell and damnation. He said, if you're a salesman and you get all the good deals and everything seems to go your way, you just say, I got Jesus Christ. You have just made God bigger. Understand that your job as a Christian is to make God bigger. You hear what he said? It's to make God bigger, not going around condemning people and rebuking people. I see too many people that do that, spend their whole time telling people they're going to hell and you're living in hell. Again, that's my sidebar commentary. He says, you know, the goal of a Christian is to make God bigger. I want the world to look into your lives and say, that is an amazing God that you serve, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. In other words, you know, people see you living abundantly, and you say you serve God, and who has pleasure in the prosperity of you, his servant. And people, they'll say, okay, well, maybe I can get with that program. But you say that you know some people who got money and it ruined them. Under the same thinking, I know people who got married and it ruined them. And so we're supposed to say that marriage is evil? I know people who got into church and it ruined them. Does that make church evil? Money is not good or evil. Money is amoral. That means it doesn't have the power to be good or evil. It is incapable of being good and evil. It is what we do with the money that makes it good or evil. It is up to you whether or not the money is used to do good or evil. Is a baseball bat good or evil? Well, if you take your kids out and play some baseball with them, that bat is good. If in an angry rage you bust your neighbor's car up, that is evil. Is a $100 bill good or evil? Well, if you take the money and take the family out for a great night of relationship building, I would say the money is good. If you take the money and pay for a hooker, that money is evil. The money is not inherently good or evil. It matters what you do with it. If you get an abundance and you are blessing with it, then the money is good. But he said, that you need to be a blessing. You get blessed so you can be a blessing. He says, I was reading an article about Bill Gates the other day in the newspaper. Bill Gates donated $1 billion a couple of hundred years ago to medical research. Was the money good or bad? He used the money for good, so the money that he had was good. I don't know if Bill Gates is a Christian or not, but it should be the body of Christ making the news. It should be the body of Christ that the world is looking at. It should be us giving billions of dollars. When Hurricane Katrina happens, the whole world turns to the church, and we said, we got it. How much do we need? Will $100 billion do? Do you need more? Just let us know. Will we magnify God by being a blessing? Who do we make the check out? We can handle it because we are so blessed. Again, he's talking about is that, and in order to do this, see, we got to look at some other means to increase our abundance. We move on through the book here because we got 14 minutes left, and I should be able to get this chapter finished and share some points out of the next chapter. This is probably going to be a continuation show because there's so much to cover around this. Imagine what the body of Christ could do if we control the wealth. We could do whatever we call to do, change the world. You know what he just said? If we control wealth, we got to be able to know how to get wealth. The problem is that Satan has us working for the money. We have to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week for money. Now imagine your money working for you. Now you have 40, 50, 60 hours a week to give to the kingdom to be a blessing. That is time that can go towards your destiny. Most people don't get to their God-given purpose not because they don't want to, not because they don't have a desire to, but because they spend all of their time and energy working for money. If we follow God's plan, we get to the place where we say, okay, church, I got 40 hours. What do you need me to do? I can help out. I can help out and do whatever you need because I have money working for me. See, that's the key, is getting money to work for you as opposed to you working for money. And we're going to talk about how to get money to work for you. The world doesn't know what to do with money. They waste it on drugs and wicked behavior and a mirage of other things, trying to find some peace, trying to find some happiness. The Bible asks, what good is it to gain the whole world but lose your soul? You lose your ability to be happy. The Bible says God gave them the desires of their hearts but sent leanness to their souls. They lost the ability to be happy. You can get rich the world's way. People do it all the time, but it's not worth it. This book is about gaining wealth God's way. God's way is to have a heart and attitude of giving. We are blessed so we can be a blessing on all occasions. In a sense, I get my cake and eat it too because I have abundance. But more importantly, I also have happiness, peace, and joy. The world is confused about what to do with their money. It makes me laugh when I see big Hollywood concerts help raise money for AIDS or some charity. They get 100 musicians together who are just doing it for positive publicity. They do a big concert and raise $300,000. I watched this thinking, you made over $15 million last year. If you just gave your tithe of $1.5 million, you could have five times the money and wouldn't have to watch your stupid concert. We wouldn't have to listen to how concerned you are. If you're concerned, give out of your abundance. Imagine if each artist at the concert gave and each producer and each movie star, they can hand over a check for $30 billion. That would take care of a lot of AIDS research. But the world doesn't know what to do with its money. The younger generation is looking to Brad Pitts and saying, I want to be like Brad Pitt. I want to be like Julia Roberts. My goal is my generation for the body of Christ to get to the place where the younger generation wants to be like us. They say, I want to be like that man of God. I want to be like that woman of God. I want a new television show. Instead of the lifestyle of the rich and the famous, I want the lifestyle of the rich and the Christian. Now, that's a television show where we are blessed and we're pouring out blessings. You're called to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. It's time we get rid of the religious poverty and spiritual thinking. Begin to think the way God thinks and step into abundance. He wants you to have it. It is time we allow him to take pleasure in our prosperity. It's time the body of Christ got back to that which the devil stole. It's time we got the wealth we use it to glorify and magnify God. It's time the world looked at us and said, I want to be a part of that. And this brings us into chapter 2 with a quote by Winston Churchill that says, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Remember, we're supposed to be blessed so that we're blessed so that we can be a blessing. Now, with that said in mind, you know, I want to share with you, again, our business opportunity, which is an opportunity that you can be blessed in. It was founded by retired pastor J. Lloyd Tomer. The name of the company is called YTB, Your Travel Biz. We've been in existence for 13 years. The pastor has a 2020 vision. His 2020 vision is to march 10,000 financially free families across the stage in the year 2020 who are all bona fide millionaires, became millionaires through this business venture called YTB. Why does he want to do that? He wants to create 10,000 or help to create or bless, I won't say create, but bless community. Again, be blessed so that they can be a blessing. When there's a problem in their community, they can fix it. There's a problem in their community, they can be a blessing to that problem. They can help solve it, can be a blessing to other people. He's already blessed thousands of people in his business, and I'm, you know, one of those people who's constantly receiving my blessings from being involved in this wonderful, fabulous company, which is part of a market shift. And the market shift is that travel has gone online and that you can book your travel online through our company and get paid or travel for pennies on the dollars, a show we did yesterday, and at the same time be able to earn residual income. Residual income is so, so important, as the gentleman said in his book. He says, we spend our time working for money and not letting money work for us. Well, with residual income and getting involved in this business, you can get to the point where you can start having money work for you, which frees up your time and gives you time freedom. Time freedom is so important because he says in his book, he says, if you have freedom, then you can go to your church and says, hey, you know, I have time freedom. I have a business that pays me 24/7, whether I get out of bed or not. And so I don't have to go do that 40-hour thing I was doing before, Pastor. What do you need done at the church? I got 40 hours that I can volunteer a week. See, you get blessed so that you can be a blessing. So, 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 so important. And, you know, we really want you to take advantage of this blessing. I'm going to give you out some information. So take out a pencil, piece of paper, or a pen and a piece of paper, and I want you to write down some information where you can go and check out this blessing that we're pouring out this morning that can be a blessing to you, and that is I want you to go to www.60second.mba. MBA, yeah, like MBA in business. M, the letter B, the letter A, .com. So that's www.60secondmba.com/MU group. The letter M, the letter U, and the word group, GROUP. So that's www.60secondmba.com/MU group. You go to that website, there's some videos on there that you can look at that will share this information with you about this blessing. And when you see this blessing, you can get involved with it. You can click get started. You can go to sign up. Or if you have questions that you need answered, you can give us a call at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And anybody that calls us this week, we got an extra blessing that we're going to add on to that. We're going to for the sign-up fee, we will take and bless someone who calls in, who says they're interested and want to go through the process. We will help them with a $50 rebate on a sign-up fee, and that's coming from me. That's not coming directly from the company, but I would do that if someone comes in the business to listening to this radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. So go to www.60secondmba.com/MU Group. Watch the videos. In the follow-up, you can give us a call at 252. The number's on there, too, 252-406-0774. Or you can text us. I prefer a call because I like talking to people. Or you can text us, and we will get back with you and show you how you can become a part of this blessing. Okay. We're going to do, like I said, I figured this would have to become a continuation show because I definitely want to get into the next chapter, and I'm going to have to do that next Sunday because we've only got 3 minutes left. But the next chapter talks about seeking wisdom. And seeking wisdom, thy art wise, and imagining that thou has attained it, thou art a fool. In other words, you seek wisdom. When you think you've attained it, you're a fool. Because you're constantly learning, always learning. And I'm going to close with a part from Proverbs 3:13-18. It says, happy is the man or woman who finds wisdom, and the man or woman who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of her days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Wisdom and understanding. Part of this is from chapter 3, and I'll get into the whole chapter next week. I just want to leave you with some things to think about. Wisdom and understanding will bring all the desires of your heart. Jesus said 15 times in the New Testament, hear and understand. Every time he spoke one of his big parables, he said, I need you to hear this, but I need you to understand. Understand part is what this chapter is all about. It is one thing to hear. It is much more to understand. Hearing changes nothing. Understanding brings direction and action to our lives. And I hope with that said, as I wrap up the show today, that you understand what we talked about today in this show about getting blessed so that you can be a blessing and learning how to get money to work for you as opposed to you working for money so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Again, our purpose on this earth is to be able to share and help other people. Are we not our brothers and sisters' keeper? If we are brothers and sisters' keeper, as he said in the book, we can't do it if we all poor, broke, and don't have anything. You don't have anything to share, and you can't share. Share the little that you do have, and God will bless you with bigger things. So it's important to be able to share, and that's what we're doing this morning. We're sharing with you a business opportunity that you can get involved with and become a blessing to others and get blessed through this opportunity that was created by the founder of our company. Why did the founder of our company create this opportunity? Well, on his mother's dying bed when he was 15, she told him the Lord has something very special for him. He need to go find it and do it. And that's been his quest. He's now 80 years old, going on 81. And his quest his whole life has been able to do something that could be a blessing to others. And he has truly helped those of us in this business called YTB. And our business has been a blessing to so many people in this business. One of the people that is mentoring my wife and I, when she started in this business, she was sleeping in her car. She today is the highest paid person in network marketing, period. Not just YTB and network marketing, period. She went from homelessness to being multimillionaire. And she's constantly blessing people. She's She donates money to orphanages in Africa. She feeds people in her home country of Costa Rica. She's been blessed and in turn being able to turn around and be a blessing to others. And so that's the key that I want you to get this morning, is being blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. And we have a blessing that we're dishing out this morning. All you need to do is go to www.62ndmba/MU group or call 256-406-0774 and say, I'd like to receive the blessing that y'all are giving out. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back with the next part of Think Like a Billionaire, Become a Billionaire. As a man thinketh, so is he. Next Sunday, same time, 9 o'clock. Probably do some special shows this week on travel and how to be able to travel, again, for pennies on the dollar. But we just like to thank the 45,000-plus listeners who have been tuning in to shows here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Please make sure you leave a comment on our Blog Talk Radio website so that we know how you felt about this show and information. Or you can text us at 252-406-0774. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. May God bless you so that you can be a blessing to others.